March 11, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomaradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talk that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The Quran Surah 48, Ayah 10, pledge to the Prophet. Ilah God. Ilahin Naz means worship God. It is where you direct your devotion when man has been formed as a community, and then he has formed a law and an order for that community, and he sits on the throne representing authority. Then he should have that whole community and government and its head worship God, who has been in all of his development to bring him from dust to where he is. You have heard a caller calling saying to faith, believe in your Lord, and we have believed. See what intelligent man will believe in, not seasonal man, who will be here for 2 or 3 years, and they see another horizon, and leave from here and go to the other horizon. I'm talking about a man who makes an alliance for life when he puts their hands in the hands of the leader. It is not only their hands, it is the hands of their loins, their children, and grandchildren to come. They are pledging their future to the leader for generations and generations to come. So this is how they pledge their alliance to Muhammad. They were saying, as intelligent men of insight, that we have heard a man saying, come to faith, and saying, believe in the God who has evolved our matter from dead matter to become a social community of human beings. That's our creator, who is also our evolver Lord. I can believe in him. In that, I want to believe in that. The Quran Surah 48, Ayah 10 to 18. And Allah above all in oath. El Hadith, page 1, 307 to 100. Allah hand on group. Bukhari, page 1, 47. Four with complete to build tall structures. Can I tell you the plain truth? Would you go crazy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to you right now through the Elijah son. And I am not a prophet. I am no angel. I am Wallace D. Muhammad. The prophet prayers in the peace be upon him said, a sign of the end of the world will be that the poor people will be competing with the rich, people in the building of skyscrapers. Isn't this a tall house we are building right now? We are putting together a tall structure right now. And I think we can compete with the rich, can't we? Not just the rich in money, but the rich also in knowledge. Please don't repeat what I told you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to Elijah's son. You don't want to repeat that. I have been under three where the followers of Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, took an oath. And they placed their hands on the hands and kept placing their hands on each other's hands. And their hands were supported by his hand. His hand was the first to take the oath upon. They were told by God that the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the last hand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also verified the oath was approved by him. The Quran, Surah 48, Ayah 10, Allah hand over their hand at the oath. So this is why I mentioned that I have a vision. I did. It was just like it was real that I was with the followers of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, under the tree when they made oath to him. The first one put his hand on his hand, and then they kept putting hands over hands in the dream. I came in and I put my hand in. It was a big pile of hands way up there. And I put my hand in there. And they just kept on piling them up. And the last hand is God's hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it in the Quran that his hand is above your hands. Prophet Muhammad could have destroyed other religions if he wanted to. Now, they were pledging alliance to the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. So that says even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves it. You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, but he didn't want to send him. He's going to back him up in everything. After they piled their hands up, then God put his hand on top of theirs, meaning that they're pledging alliance to the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, was approved by God. That is all that is saying. And it was under a tree. The Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, was under a merciful man. He was a merciful man, a very kind-hearted person. And he didn't want to be in opposition to the scheme of God that existed before him and it had been carried out by prophets, one after another. So he spared. He spared, revealed what he knew would wreck Christianity, wreck Judaism. He could have destroyed all of it if he wanted to. At last, exposed them so badly until a lot of people would have just turned against not only Jews and Christians, but they would have turned against religion. And he did not want that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want him to do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, because he was at a certain point in his life really set up with a lot of things that they were doing. It's evident in his life, works, and evident in Quran too, that he was really burdened terribly by a lot of things that they were going on that he had no nature for, but God would not let him hurt God's plan for his life as the last prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, and a mercy to all the world. So God would give him understanding that gave him relief. So we think the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, always was on the right path? No. The Quran says, we found you straying, found you weighing down with burden on your back, and guided you. So he also was straying. In the Bible of Jesus, it says, is there good in it? No, not a one. Not a single one. Everybody has earned a sin. Even the prophets, the best of the people. So the Quran, Surah 48, Ayah 14, Allah forgives, punishes whomever. So God has the power to whip us into shape. He used all kinds of sticks. He can get you any place, anytime. He can whip you mentally into form, morally and spiritually and physically. The Quran, Surah 48, Ayah 27, enter Moses secure with shaved head. Judge 16, 17, and 9. Samson's strength, hair cut seven locks. Judge 11, 2, 12, and 3. Mary washed Jesus' feet with hair. Hodge cuts hair. World can make deep-seated sensitivity conform to wrong guidance. The mind is secure when the senses are corrected. When man checks senses for fear of God, intuitive urges, intuitive perception, as when he finds peace. Your tendency to follow the intuitive urge has gotten and taken you into extremes. So you make hair short come from those extremes. Take off a growth and bring it down close to nature. Don't cut nature off. Cutting hair is connection with taqwa, means they don't give themselves to the influences of their own urges. They have control. Stage one equals the inborn instinct, or the intelligent instinct can be made to behave out of its nature, and we have to sacrifice those inner instincts that aren't conforming to the pattern that Allah intended for that life. Long hair is very unruly. It tangles all up. When short, it doesn't tangle. Taqwa. With taqwa, the inner urge are governed. Hair is cleaner sense, can detect what the flesh doesn't detect. It is symbolic of intuitive senses. See, hair rolls on the back of an animal equal in that intelligent, inbound intelligence that wasn't learned in a book. Mary Magdalene's hair. Hair is water. Another heart brings on water. Pardon me. Another heat brings on water. Sorrow, repentance makes us cry. Mary Magdalene wiped feet of Jesus with her tears. So this is deep-seated feeling in us, sympathy. Tears equal warm water, salt water. Some Christians believe intuitive sense is the Spirit of God. You're wrong. That human sense, creation. So Mary Magdalene washed the feet with her hair equals sensitivity in the human. The rip that checks that sensitivity. Symbolic of dormant intelligence, it feels what's right and wrong, but it's asleep. And sleeping person that is insensitive. Talking about blind sensitivity. That's not intelligent direction nor managing. So it goes flattering about like hair. Hair also represents fire. When a person runs, it looks like flame or passion that's unchecked. So Judge 16, 17 to 9, Samson's strength, hair cut seven locks. Hair's system of religious knowledge, it comes with one color and with age becomes white. Religious knowledge comes to the form in us. Lack of understanding equals what, but it shouldn't turn white in the end. It should come to you first like this. Seven locks hair. You need a key to open a lock. His strength was in that. His knowledge was locked up, not exposed to others. Seven secret knowledge runs a course, then you repeat it. So the Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 12, spy not, O ye who believe, avoid suspicion as much as possible. For suspicion in some cases is a sin. And spy not on each other, nor speak ill of each other behind their backs. Yes. Okay. Very important question. Yes. Now that brings up another question. I'm going to answer the first that I came up in my mind before I answer yours. Then I will come to yours. Now, in the Islamic society, those who are guilty of fornication and adultery in previous life, of the mistress, idolaters, once they convert to Islam, all that's forgiven. They wouldn't be seen as idolaters or fornicators, okay? So that's the first part of the question. The second part of the question is, how do we know these people are guilty of fornication, of adultery? We know because it has been brought to the public conscience. It has been brought to the public awareness. That's how we know. But we are not to go spying on people or to dig up or to ask questions without evidence or knowledge that something exists. We are not to look for adultery and fornication. Adultery and fornication is supposed to be in our eyes when we start to address adultery and fornication. Yes, the rights of privacy is very strong in Islam. That's not only an American right or rights of our government and our public. The right of privacy is very strong right in Islam. So you are not supposed to spy on brothers. You're not supposed to spy on your sisters. You're not supposed to be suspicious of them. You're not supposed to act upon any suspicion. You're only supposed to act upon evidence that has been brought to the public awareness. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 12, eat dead brother's flesh. Imam, you say you belong to those who you are supposed to be loyal to every other imam. Now, you join enemies of that Islam. Don't be hypocrites and deceivers. You would not want flesh of the dead brother to be eaten. That's horrible sight. Pictures, someone eat flesh of the dead brother. What does it mean? He can't defend himself. He's absent. He don't know what he's doing. God pictured you as savage beasts, chewing brothers, devouring his good character. That someone changed picture of the human, beautiful body is his living character, is seen in his absence. When you there chewing away on good pictures of his life, if his fire flame sores hit him with that mukmin, from a root word meaning trust, faith. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 12, suspicion in some cases is a sin. The Quran, Surah 81, Ayah 21, he was obedient and trustworthy. It is a shame that some of us are so distrustful. In the Quran and in Al-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established that to be suspicious in human nature, but to carry it to the extreme, may be sinful. Do you know this is what holds us back? Now, we cannot progress like we should because we are too distrustful of one another. We are given a leader who has called trustworthy before God called him when he knew nothing of revealed scripture. Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was called the trustworthy and the truthful. Why is that given to us? To teach us that our leader must be trustworthy, and we then are obligated to trust him. And what is it also to tell us? Aren't all of us called mu'min? If we are believers, mu'min, what does it mean? I can trust you. It comes from a root word meaning trust, not just faithful belief. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 12, Spana. Student, encouragement is to know his own human value. Spying in the United States is un-Islamic. Myth is also science. So Imam Yusuf Salim, what are the key components of an Islamic curriculum? Imam W. Din Muhammad, the key components of an Islamic curriculum, you'll get them from my opinion statement, my opening statement, pardon me, they are all there. Wholeness, truthfulness, integrity for the body of knowledge, integrity, compassion, openness, encouragement to the student. And the best encouragement to the student is for the student to know his own human value as a human person. There is more, but I think what I said in the opening about the reality of the world that we live in and how the common belief that we get mostly from myths, but they call it religion. Religion acknowledges that it is myths. Myth is not foolishness. Myth is also science. But myth is a different language. So when religion tells the child that God made the man of clay, how long is he going to live with that? He will live with it all of his life. But I guarantee you, it has a negative influence and a burden on his education. From preschool to college, university, graduate school, he's carrying a burden on his psyche. If we could relieve that burden, get the burden out of his psyche, which I'm trying to do, and a lot of people won't agree with me. Some people want to kill me for it. Yes, they will. They want to kill me for what I'm doing. But they can't do it because God has caused me to do what I'm doing. And when God wants me to stop, I'll stop. As long as I am doing what God wants me to do, they can't kill me. Only God can kill me. I know that. So I fear nothing. Not that I don't have human fears. I do. I'm immortal. I have human fears. But as soon as I recognize, register the fear, it goes away. Because I recall my Lord and he takes away the fear instantly. My curiosity is always stronger than my fears. So there was never a time in my life when my fears were stronger than my curiosity. I'm only sharing that with you to tell you that the way you should be. Don't be afraid to follow your curiosity no matter what the consequences are. We don't mean to go and peep into somebody's room. If you have that kind of curiosity, that killed a cat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids that we pray into the privacy of any brother, sister, or person. So this spying that they have in the United States is un-Islamic. An Islamic country couldn't do it, tapping phones and stuff like that. An Islamic country, if they follow the religion, first it has to know the religion. Do you think those kings know the religion? A lot of them are just as dumb as the people walking the street in religion. They raised them to know how to present themselves before their public and how to run the affairs of government. But that doesn't mean that they have great insight into the religion. How much insight do you think President Bush has into Christianity or the Bible? If he had great insight, you would see a different president, Bush. Some of us, we are naive. Even educated ones, college, universities, are naive when it comes to understanding this world and how it constituted and how it works. So race, the Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 13, made you into tribes and nations. Genesis 37:3, Joseph coat, many colors. They will tell you that this religion came to make us all one ummah. Well, I know that Joseph was promised the coat of various colors. It didn't say one color, various colors. And Allah, the Most High, says, and it is true, brothers, on one equal frame. That word that says that the best of you is the one who is best in his obedience to God. That there is nothing that makes us superior to none, nor our, not our race, not our nationality, not our color. The only thing that makes us higher above one another, it has to be that we are higher that other person or that other in obedience to Allah and our taqwa. And taqwa is another way of saying obedience to God. So God says that he distinguished us like that. So a movement or a belief that wants us all to blend in, so and ignore color and ignore national origin or ignore national identity or ignore ethnicity or ignore compatible distinctions in Islamic communities. In the natural community, it is a movement in the religion that God intends the very statement that they use as an argument against a person like me, who says that the African-American people should build upon their African-American excellence, should build upon their racial distinction that is good and excellent, to build upon their whole ethnicity, go throw it down. So we don't even a way we should build upon the excellent from our excellence. So once I identify myself as a human being with all other human beings, and once I know that God made the first human being, he made me. And if I know that, whatever he puts in that first human being, he put in me. He didn't make no two different pots. One pot, one mix, one formula. So when I know that, brothers, I'm comfortable now in my original self. Original self before national identity. First, my original self, and before there was such a thing as nationality, before there was such a thing as ethnicity, before there was such a thing as racial differences. Original self-existence. Now upon the original self, I am going to structure my African-American self. I can do. You all believe me. I can do it. I can structure the African-American people in a most dignified image. The natural foundation that God has given to us in your originality for every God-fearing man and woman on this earth, I can do that. And I can guide you into a cultural dress that will be excellent. Allah has given me this. I can guide you into a race and an identity that will be excellent. I will make you more compatible. If you say you are a black man or an African-American man, and anything is, so I don't see the Quran as a book that doesn't have and then accommodations for my race pride, for my sober, dignified race consciousness. I don't see the Quran as leaving me out. I don't see the Quran as a book that leaves out my appetite for the decent, compatible cultural life distant from each other. So culture means dress. Don't you know what culture really means? Dress. God made your nature, but then he dressed it. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 13, he made you tribes, nations, to know each other. So we have to get a curiosity to examine the white man to examine the sciences, to examine his work, a curiosity that says maybe he is not the best, maybe I can do it better. If we believe we are equal, we should have that curiosity, the curiosity to feel that maybe he didn't do it the best way. Maybe I can do it better. And didn't Allah encourage us to do that in his Quran? He said he made us from one community, and he made the people, tribes, and families from one man, one essence, one nature, and he spread them all over the world. And they became tribes and families that they may know each other. And it says again that he made you different so that you may know who is best in his works, so that you may know who is best in his works. Now, if Allah, one of his purposes is in separating us and making us different races or different communities, is to show, let us know who is best in works, then let us understand, then that I should take this diversified pattern of society that I belong to as a challenge to me. God has made a Frenchman, an Irishman, a Nigerian, a man from Ghana, the Korean, etc., etc., etc. He has made them. And this is an opportunity for me to show my place and my worth amongst all of these men. That's what Allah is saying. So we should take this as an opportunity for us to prove ourselves, get into the competition, compete with those people. And you can't compete with something that you think is impossible to reach. If you think the white man is impossible to reach, if you think his knowledge is impossible to reach or impossible to excel or suppress, you are finished. You are out of the competition. But when you suspect that he is not the Superman, when you suspect that he is not God, when you suspect that he is not your superior, then you can get into the competition. And that's what we've got to do. Get into the competition. Many of our people have gotten into the competition in the past. They have challenged the white man on different levels. And many of them have excelled them in their time. We don't want to stop that. I find us in 1982, looks like we are more complacent than we were in slavery. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 13, tribe, nations, to know each. So God created us so we can get acquainted with each other, so we can benefit from, we can benefit each other because God has placed us in different parts of the world, and we have come into these distinctions, and you have an experience. Works that I don't have, and I have what you don't have. So when we come together, look at the great liberation we will have. We can't liberate ourselves by ourselves. We need to come together with each other. Racism keeps distinctions. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 13. He made you into tribes and nations. It is wrong to depict the prophet as only white, only Jews, or all black. Any community of religious people on earth, regardless of their race and nationality, if they have insight into the language of Scripture, they will see the prophetic figures are not racial, but are human figures and are the prophets of all people. That's the way we read the Quran. Our beauty is in uniting upon what is inherent in our life and nature, while keeping our distinction that have evolved us, what is inherent. So we ought to keep the distinction. What we need is moral perception. perception to draw into the mind or to become clear for us in the mind. Many things affect perception, and perception affects all things for the individual. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 13, made you into tribes, races. Race distinction. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 13, He made you into tribes and nations. So we see each other in the noblest of identity, the human identity, not racial, ethnic, cultural identity. We are one human type. We are equal shares in the provision God has provided for us. So how it removes racism? The principle is inclusion, but yet distinction. The heart is a protection for our unity and our diversity. Every child in a household under the parent, don't they have equal rights belonging to one family? Don't the parent want to see each of those children pursue their interests that's lawful and legal and become their distinct individual person? That's what God wants for us. That's what the Hajj is saying. I want you all in unity as one, but I want you to keep your distinction that God approves of. My taste for clothing, my career choice. Allah don't want all of us as someone, mine, and one picture. So the Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 13, made tribes and nations. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 13, made tribes and nations. So I believe God created us for race pride, created us for racial dignity, that God intended for the white man to feel good about being a white man, but he also intended for the black man to feel good about being a black man. That's the problem we have to work on. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 5 to 7, created everything in beautiful pairs. Yes, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran says he has made or created everything in beautiful pairs. Yes, beautiful pairs. So if you don't pair up, you stay ugly. Isn't that right? So when you find people who don't want to be with anybody, aren't they ugly? I don't care how beautiful they look in the outer appearance. Ugliness inside makes them even appear ugly outside. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayah 6 to 8, observe creation. God tells us above about his works so we will know better how to begin our work. God wants us to study his works so we know better how to plan our works. So this is how the world became great. This is how civilization evolved. It is because of the free thinkers who looked at the objective reality and took lessons from it and studied it and compiled the knowledge, arranged the knowledge, ordered the knowledge so that others will learn after them and be able to further the movement into the promised land, the good life that God created us for on earth and after. So real knowledge, true knowledge, is knowledge we find in the works of God. In the works of God, that's where you will find the true knowledge. The human being is a marvelous work of God, the creator. You study the human being, you get knowledge of the human being. It's creation. The dermatologist studies skin. He gets knowledge of the skin from the study of the skin. Eye doctor gets knowledge of the eye from the study of the eye. The doctor who is over and knows how to do the surgical job, he gets the knowledge of surgery from the study of the meshing and the coming together in the interthreads and workings of the material body. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 8, earth, educate, observe. The Quran, Surah 67, Ayat 15, earth manages, plattable, traceable. So don't just think of prayer as something for good and think of fasting in the month of Ramadan. That's from God. Eating after the fast is also from God. Riding on more than just the spirit, riding on the boat or airplane, 747. That also comes from God. Yes, all of it comes from God. He created the earth. And you to have this great meeting. The intellect and the life in us embraces the creation. And the creation opens up to us. Then he created all of this to be our tiller, for us to engage it and plow it. So if we would have same sacred respect for the relationship Allah wants us to have with this external world, we can call the material existence. We can have good products from this external world, and many of them that will give us pleasures, just like the good obedient child or children give those pleasures at home when they look at them. So earth study not bigger than the Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 8. Earth to be observed by every devotee. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 57. Universe bigger creation than man. So when a baby comes here, they don't speak Yorubi, Swahili. They don't speak Arabic. They don't speak English, Chinese, Russian. They come here speaking baby language, all of them. And they have to learn our separate languages. So God has created us one life and made us one and the same people. All of us are the same. Then we learn the differences. We have different histories, different ethnic makeups, different ethnic makeups, etc. But all of these are additions that were put on the baby. The baby just came here right out of heaven as one member in the family of human beings. And then our separate location, life, has revealed to us ethnically, racial, nationalism, or whatever it is. It puts a dress on the baby. It puts a tradition on the baby, and the dress of the baby is different. And he looks. But if you could go back and recover, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, to God is the eventual return. So when we return, what are we returning to? We are returning to the original Muslim. When you return to the innocent nature and the life of the baby, you are returning to the original Muslim, to the first Muslim. And if you are a Christian, you are returning to the first Christ nature. Destiny for all men is good life, peace for all. So the language that we learn to express separates us. But if we could find one original language, reverse and go back and find the original language or our original nature, of our pure essence that God created, we want the same future for ourselves. We all want peace. We all want peace. A good life for ourselves, our families, our children, etc. We all want better, not hell. So we pay a lot for hell, to have hell, but we don't really want it. We don't want hell. We want heaven. Everybody wants heaven. So this is the common life. This is the common good. This is the common destiny. The common destiny is the destiny that God has created for us in every human composition. God has created or composed us naturally, originally, to want goodness, to want heaven, not hell. The world is full with hell now. But we want heaven. We want peace. We want decency. We want to respect one another. And we want to be respected. So we want the earth filled with good people, who care about themselves and care about others. So this is what every person wants. We cannot have this without respect for the best. If the followers of our neighborhood would return to their better nature and listen to their better nature and choose leaders with their better spirit, that better nature, the world could improve sooner. Misery would be taken out of our lives and out of our neighborhoods if we would do that. But somehow, the environment that we are living in these times is not as conducive for us collecting our better senses, coming back of our better minds as it was for man before industrialization and accumulation of monies and things that gave us pleasures, flooded neighborhoods, flooded buildings, flooded with dead things. It is not like when it was before man chose this world and made it so crowded and so cluttered. So we need leadership to keep us aware of what is best for the original life, human life, that God made, so that we know that this environment that we survive in every day, when we look across the street and down the corner and all the cluttered stuff that is in our view, when we wake up, of the house is not what God wants us to look at. When we wake up and go out from our private quarters, God wanted us to see the beautiful world of living things, trees, animals, so beautiful. Look how beautiful fall seasons with all of these beautiful colors. See how God made the green things to grow strong and beautiful. But before they go to sleep for a long period of time, until spring comes again at the end of their effort, what do they give us? Beauty, beautiful colors of fall. Look how beautiful it is. They don't only give us beauty, they give us substance for our life, fruits, grains, and all of those things that we eat and support our life with. They give us all that, and they give us so abundantly. At the end of life, they just drop the fruit down and give so generously to us, and it gives us beauty and generously, so generously. Now, God says in the scripture that he made a parable of the human life as a parable of a plant. That tells me that God wants us to give our best before we die, before we taste the winter, sleep. God wants us to give our best, give the beauty of life. So if we would be more religious and sincere, the philosophers, the prophets, the messengers of God, if we could be motivated by God's handiworks, his beautiful universe with all of its beauty, if we could be motivated by that, we would have a power to overcome a lot of these weaknesses that we have in a lot of these trends that sets and takes us to hell. We would have a power to resist that and overcome it. Universe, bigger creation than man. Earth to be observed by every devotee. Study of the earth increases your intelligent decency. The creation is a bigger creation than the universe. Pardon me. God says in our holy book, man, don't think that your creation is bigger creation than the universe. The universe is bigger than us, and when we become separated from appreciating and relating to it, we become smaller and smaller. So if we could reach out and start appreciating it, saying, oh, let me look at God's word. Let me look at God's word. Let me look at what God did. And you look at it and appreciate it, it will start increasing your own word. It will increase your intelligence. Most of all, it will increase your decency. But in man's world, you have nothing to look at but death. You have not the original environment that God created to support your life and to open your life up to great future that God intended for all of us, a great future that will make a paradise on earth for us if we would accept it. So we want the same thing. We are the same people. We are the same creation. Science tells us that too. We are one people. We are all humans. That is our first identity. We are human. We are not dogs. We are not rats. We are not tigers or anything of that nature. We are not trees. We are humans. So that is our first and most important identity. And because we recognize that as our true identity, we can be served by doctors. The doctor serves a black man. The doctor serves a white man. He is not interested in whether this person is black or white. He's interested to know if this person is human. He was taught to treat humans. So he was the science, so he has the science, the medicine, the skill, and whatever to treat humans. So life could be so much better if we would just close our eyes to everything we think we know and ask God to open our eyes again for us. Thank you. May God guide us to his purpose for human life on this planet Earth. Ameen. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 9. Rain, water, change with blessing, charged with blessings. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 9. Rain, water, charged with blessing. It couldn't get its growth without the earth to give us the food. And really, the sky gives its food. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this before modern science says he feeds from above and also from below. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Now, science tells us that where there are rain and lightning and thunder, that nutrients are formed above in the sky from the lightning and the charge of polarity, the field of electricity, the charge of it in everything, those charges and others I didn't mention. It will form nutrients. And the water is not all water. I used to believe this until I read this. I was a grown man with a family. And I thought that the sky rained only water. If the sky rained only water, we wouldn't have the luxurious, plentiful, and beautiful harvests from our gardens and farms that we have. It rains also nutrients. Nutrients also form in the raindrops, come down with the water and nutrients. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that saying he feeds. If it's only water, he's not feeding, he's giving drink. As not feeding, so water is just giving drink for thirst. But if he's got some material inside the water, he's giving food and drink. And that's what science says. So if we don't love the relationship with the material world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made to give us our material body and to engage our intelligence or thinking, studious mind, then we are missing what is number one to develop our intellect and to be a real good student, productive and creative. Rain, communication, revelation from God. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 265, garden, light, rain suffices it. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayah 9, rain set down charges. Allah compares sending communication from heaven as rain and describes it in the Quran as a light rain steadily coming down. It is not described as been heavy noise with lightning, where almost in 1 minute it is gone. That is the way a joyful message affects us. God mentions a light rain is not only water. Rain has water and material substance, particles to help the earth, everything God created, to communicate his will and plan for help, his creation. The Quran, Surah 50, Ayah 10, tall, stately palm tree. Bukhari, page 158. Believers like palm tree. Imams must get knowledge before they start teaching. People like palm trees hanging itself while growing up. And what it produces, also other than those things that are used up quick, like garden vegetables. It also produces tall and stately palm trees with shoots of fruit, stalks piled one over another. Like you love it so much, you are just hanging it over and over again while you are growing up. Look like the tree is hugging itself, doesn't it? Yes, thanking to God for what is growing inside. And notice here is the same form. God, the tree goes up straight. And if it is a date tree or an olive, then it spreads out. It does not spread out too close to the ground, because if it does, the gifts won't go as far. So it grows way up there and starts branching out. It is going to give you the fruits of a cleaner atmosphere. And it's going to give you fruits of a higher graduation. That means it's more knowledge. It went up higher for more knowledge. The lower the grade, the smaller the knowledge. So it went up high like the mountain, and it branched out up. It would not branch out down here like that. The date palm tree, and inside it has more fruit in comparison than the apples tree or any other youth tree. Up there in that little space, it just has big clusters of fruit. And the flavor is more intense than the apple. The sugar is more. The sweetness is more. I'm about to get up out of this seat and shout. My body does not want to stay in this seat. I'm going to get up. I had to get up. Well, there is a sign to tell the leaders of this world, especially the brother imams, grow for a while before you start teaching people. Don't be so quick to think you got it all and you are going to start giving people information in your infancy, instructions for adulthood and manhood. And you are in your infancy. You are not Jesus Christ. You don't talk in the cradle. You cry, moan, and groan in the cradle, laugh, and make trouble. Get out of that cradle first. Go on up like the palm tree. And when you get way up there where the air is cleaner and the weather is a little cooler, you went to a zone in your mind. You traveled by mind power and went to a zone a little cooler, to the little higher region. All right. And you want and you waited until you had graduated quite a bit before you spoke. And then you spoke. And you spoke delicious fruit. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tall, stalky palm trees with shoots of fruit stockpile one over another. Father Kalahu Dadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means if it please God. Tomorrow, our beloved brother, Imam Musa Abui, the great-grandson of the Honorable Dr. Booker T. Washington, he's a scholar, a teacher, and an author. So I would ask you to turn our brother on if you want knowledge. So once again, we thank New Africa. Excellent Enterprise Mirage Speaks for allowing us to come before you. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.